This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds discussion with task force formed to finalize transitional justice related bill. Prime Minister stresses concluding remaining task of peace process at the earliest. Nepali Congress leader Bahadur Singh Lama appointed as Chief Minister of Bagmati Province. Nepal Electricity Authority Board of Directors decides to resume electricity supply to six industries. And Indian Prime Minister Modi's government unveils spending of billions of dollars to create new jobs and satisfy key coalition partners. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has held a discussion with the task force formed to finalize the Truth and Reconciliation Bill. Taking a briefing from the task force at Balwater today, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for concluding transitional justice-related bill and remaining task of peace process at the earliest. CPN UML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola, a task force member, said the Prime Minister emphasized on concluding the transitional justice-related bill as soon as possible. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa was also part of the meeting. Nepali Congress leader Bahadur Singh Lama has been appointed as Chief Minister of Bagmati Province. Bagmati Province Chief Yadav Chandra Sharma appointed leader Lama after he claimed state for the Chief Ministerial post. Leader Lama submitted the claim before the province chief with signature of 64 province assembly members of the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. A proposal of public importance to control and prevent dengue has been tabled in the House of Representatives meeting today. Presenting the proposal, lawmaker Pratima Gautam said dengue infection was spreading rapidly across the nation, posing a serious problem to health, public health. Lawmaker Gautam said the increasing number of dengue cases is increasing a panic among the society. She emphasized on taking concrete steps to effectively control and prevent the disease. Taking part in the discussion on the proposal, lawmakers stressed the need for expanding health service system and spreading awareness to public to control dengue infection. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said the police are closely investigating the killing of former State Minister for Land Reform Ramchandra Raya. Speaking at a meeting of the House of Representatives today, the Home Minister stated that a team of senior officers along with technical team from the Central Investigation Bureau of Nepal Police is carrying out a thorough investigation into the killing. 80-year-old former State Minister Raya was found murdered on Sunday. Meanwhile, Home Minister Lekhak has expressed commitment to extend support in formulation of acts and laws related to immigration. After inspecting the Department of Immigration today, the Home Minister directed the department to submit acts, rules, procedure and regulations at the Home Ministry within a month. A meeting of the Nepal Electricity Authority Board of Directors has decided to resume electricity supply to six industries. The meeting, presided over by Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, decided to reconnect electricity line to the industries where power supply was cut off. The decision was made to ensure power supply with a condition that the industries clear their dues in 3 months. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurang, said the government is in favor of complete press freedom and healthy press. Speaking at the meeting of the Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly today, Minister Gurung said a law would be formulated to form a media council as an autonomous body. Communication Minister Gurung said the Media Council Bill proposed by the government would promote the press freedom as guaranteed by the Constitution. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, has urged the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology to disseminate meteorological and hydrological information and forecasts more effectively. Following his visit to the department today, the Energy Minister instructed the department to focus on the safety of people while delivering its services. He also stressed the need for updating the hydrological and meteorological forecasting system in changing times. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। एम्बेसडर अफ स्विट्जरल्यान्ड टु नेपाल डाक्टर ड्यानियल मेवली Monteleone paid a courteous call on Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rara Deva in Simadabar today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, various matters relating to Nepal-Switzerland relations and cooperation were discussed in the meeting. Meanwhile, non-resident ambassador of Canada to Nepal, Cameron Mokhey, paid a farewell call on Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Deva. On the occasion, the Foreign Minister thanked the Ambassador for his efforts in further strengthening Nepal-Canada relations. You were listening to Radio Nepal's 8pm English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. India has unveiled spending billions of dollars to create new jobs and satisfy key coalition partners in the first budget by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. It is viewed that the budget aims to win back voters and retain political support after an election setback of the BJP. According to the Reuters news agency on Tuesday, quoted India's finance minister Nirmala Sitharaman as saying the outlays included $32 billion for rural programs, spending up $24 billion over 5 years to create jobs, and more than $5 billion for two states ruled by coalition partners. Despite the new spending, India cut its fiscal deficit target to 4.9% of gross domestic products in 2024-2025 from 5.1% in February's interim budget, helped by a large surplus of $25 billion from the central bank. Vice President Kamala Harris of the USA has secured the support of a majority of Democratic delegates to become the party's nominee for president. The BBC has quoted a survey by the Associated Press on Monday evening as saying Leader Harris had received the endorsement of more than 1,976 delegates needed to win the nomination in the first round of voting. That means Leader Harris is on course to be crowned the party's standard bearer and take on Republican leader Donald Trump in November's presidential election. It becomes official when party delegates hold a roll call vote ahead of next month's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Now it's sports day. Nepal and India are competing in the last match of the Group A under the Women's Asia Cup 2024. India won the toss and decided to bat first at the Rangiri Dambola International Stadium in Sri Lanka. India is almost into the semi-final with 4 points. Nepal needs to defeat India with a big margin to secure its spot in the semi-final. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudur Pashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds discussion with task force formed to finalize transitional justice-related bill. Prime Minister stresses concluding remaining task of peace process at the earliest. Nepali Congress leader Bahadur Singh Lama appointed as Chief Minister of Bagmati Province. Nepal Electricity Authority Board of Directors decides to resume electricity supply to six industries. And Indian Prime Minister Modi's government unveils spending of billions of dollars to create new jobs and satisfied key coalition partners. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.